Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Well, we've had Al Brown on the program before. This time, Michael thought he would get him back on the show to talk about seafood. I love seafood.
Well, Al, of course, has become one of our favourite chefs. In fact, he's now writing for Mind Food, and we love him being part of the team. And I was very fortunate at the end of last year to go and spend some time with Al and his team down in Wellington, and he went diving for power out in the harbour there. And we spent a great day. He rustled up the most beautiful recipes, which are going to be featured in the new issue. But welcome to the show, Al.
Thank you. It was a fun day, wasn't it?
It was really fun. I got terribly sunburned, but other than that, it was a good day.
Just nice to be out on the coast and with the Mind Food crew as well, which was great to meet them and just do what comes naturally, I guess. Find a bit of seafood and cook it up.
Now, you told us a really lovely story when you were a kid and you know, you remember heading out and going fishing and diving for par and stuff. And I think a lot of those food memories come from those times, don't they?
Yeah, it is actually. I mean, if you, you know, it's become a lot more poignant now. I cook for a living, but you know, when you actually think back to your first sort of real food memories, and certainly one of them for me was, you know, the first time that we went the fathers dived for the crayfish or the lobster, and the kids basically just stayed around in the rock pools, and we lifted rocks and found abalone and parwa and brought those home, and it was always a big celebration, and we'd light up the big barbecues, and we'd barbecue the lobsters, and we'd get an old mincer out and mince the power and make power fritters, and to be able to, I don't know, I guess it was poignant in the way that it was, you know, it was the first time that you really think that you're actually adding to the pot, really, or you were helping provide, and that's where it all sort of started, I guess.
Did you ever think then, you know, as a kid, that that was something, you know, you really wanted to do in your life? You know, you obviously had a lot of joy at that time, you know, collecting and cooking and things like that, and being part of it within your family. Did you think then, at that young age, that this is something I always want to be involved with?
No, I think probably I just thought it was natural and that everyone was doing it. But back at that, you know, that was just what you did. Everyone went out and collected or gathered or foraged and brought home and ate it. It's actually dawned on me now when I look back on it that it was very, very special, and maybe it was sowing the seed for my career. You know, I was always meant to be a farmer. My father was a farmer, and I was the only son. But you know, I threw that in after about 12 months. So really. You know, I found something that I loved, and food was it, really.
Yeah. But even there on that day where we spent together at both our teams, you really are a master of that very clean, honest sort of flavour where the food isn't played around too much. You know, that power fritter you made right there on the beach, and, you know, even my young Henry at 10 was hoeing in and loved it, and, you know, we got back home, and what was the first thing he said after everything we did on that trip? Oh, Mum, you should have seen what we ate. You know, he just loved it. They are wonderful memories, aren't they?
Well, they are, and I think, I mean, you know, all those eating experiences, of course, the product, you know, you're right at the source of where you've found it, so it is as fresh as it possibly can be. But the thing that, my big thing, the longer I'm cooking is it's more about people and place, and the memories that we have from just a simple situation of lighting a barbecue and cooking something in a spot where we've gathered the food. It is going to be a food memory that is etched in your mind forever because of who you're with and where you're with. And it was, you know, we all love eating outdoors, and there's something extraordinary. There's some sort of freedom about it, and there's this, somehow that transfers into the eating experience some way. And that's the special ingredient that you'll never get inside four walls.
Al, thanks for being on the show today. Al Brown's seafood recipes are in the brand new edition of Mind Food that's on sale in February. I can tell you I've tried them all, and they're all absolutely delicious. Talk to you next time, Al.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, Mike.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.